Chapter 35-43.
And I, Baruch, went to the holy place, and sat on its ruins, and wept, and said, Oh, that my eyes were springs, and my eyelids a fountain of tears! For how shall I lament over Zion? And how shall I mourn over Jerusalem? For at the place where I am now prostrate, the high priest used to offer sacrifices, and placed on it incense of fragrant aromas. But now, our glorying has become dust, and the desire of our soul is ashes. And after I had said these things, I fell asleep at that place, and I saw a vision in the night. And behold, there was a forest of trees planted on the plain, and it was surrounded by high mountains and rugged rocks. And the forest occupied much space. And behold, a vine arose in front of it, and from under it, a fountain ran peacefully. And now, that fountain came to the forest and churned into great waves. And those waves submerged the forest and suddenly uprooted the entire forest and overthrew all the mountains that surrounded it. And the height of the forest became low, and the apex of the mountains became low. And that fountain became so strong that it left nothing of the great forest except one cedar. When it had also cast that one down, it destroyed the entire forest and uprooted it, so that nothing was left of it, nor could its place be recognized anymore. Then that vine arrived with the fountain in peace and in great tranquility. And it arrived at the place that was not far from the cedar that had been cast down. And they brought that cedar to it. And as I was watching, I saw that the vine opened its mouth and spoke and said to the cedar,
Are you not the remaining cedar from the forest of wickedness? Because of you, wickedness remained and has been performed during all these years, but never goodness. And you kept conquering what did not belong to you, and you did not even show compassion to what did belong to you. And you kept extending your power over those who were living far from you, and those who do draw close to you, you kept in the nets of your wickedness. And you always uplifted your soul like one who could not be uprooted. But now your time has hastened and your hour has come. Therefore, O cedar, follow the forest which has departed before you and become dust with it, and let your ashes be mixed together. And now, recline in anguish and rest in torment until your last time comes, when you will return to be tormented even more.
And after these things, I saw that the cedar was burning, and the vine growing, while it and everything around it became a plain full of unfading flowers. And indeed, I awoke and arose. And I prayed and said, O Lord, my Lord, you are the one who always enlightens those who conduct themselves with understanding. Your law is life, and your wisdom is the right way. Therefore, explain to me the interpretation of this vision. For you know that my soul has always walked in your law, and that from my earliest days, I did not depart from your wisdom. And he answered and said to me,
Baruch, this is the interpretation of the vision which you have seen. As you have seen the great forest surrounded by high and rugged mountains, this is the word. Behold, the days will come when this kingdom that once destroyed Zion will be destroyed, and it will be subjected to the kingdom that will come after it. Then again, after a time, this second kingdom will also be destroyed. And another, a third will arise, and that one will also possess power in its own time, then will be destroyed. And after these things, a fourth kingdom will arise whose power will be more harsh and more evil than those before it. And it will seize a multitude of times like the forest on the plain, and it will rule the times, and it will exalt itself more than the cedars of Lebanon. And in it, the truth will be hidden, and all who are polluted with unrighteousness will flee to it like evil beasts flee and creep into the forest. And when the time of its consummation has approached for it to fall, it will happen at that time that the dominion of my anointed one, which is like the fountain and the vine, will be revealed. And when it is revealed, it will uproot the multitude of its host. And concerning what you have seen, the tall cedar that remained of that forest, and regarding the words that you heard spoken to it by the vine, that is the explanation. The last ruler who was left alive at that time will be bound, whereas his entire host will be put to the sword. And they will carry him up to Mount Zion, and my anointed one will convict him of all his wicked deeds. And he will gather together and set before him all the works of his hosts. And afterwards he will kill him and protect the rest of my people who will be found in the place that I have chosen. And his dominion will last forever until the world of corruption has ended and until the previously mentioned times have been fulfilled. This is your vision and this is its interpretation.
And I answered and said, For whom and for how many will these things be? Or who will be worthy to live in that time? For I shall now speak before you everything that I think, and I shall ask you about the things which I meditate upon. For behold, I see many of your people who have separated themselves from your statutes, and who have thrown off from them the yoke of your law. But further, I have seen others who have forsaken their vanity, and who have fled for refuge under your wings. Therefore, what will happen to them, or how will the last time receive them? Or perhaps their time will surely be weighed? And will they be judged accordingly, as the scale indicates? And he answered and said to me,
I shall also show you these things. As for what you said, to whom and to how many will these things be? The good that was previously mentioned will be for those who have believed, and the opposite of these things will be for those who have despised. And as for what you said in regard to those who have drawn near and to those who have withdrawn, this is the explanation. As for those who originally subjected themselves, but later withdrew and mingled themselves with the seed of the mingled peoples, their former time was considered as mountains. And as for those who originally did not know life, but later knew it exactly and mingled with the seed of the peoples who have separated themselves, their latter time will be considered as mountains. And time will succeed to time, and season to season, and one will receive from another. And then, with a view to the end, everything will be compared according to the measurement of times and the hours of seasons. For corruption will take away those who belong to it, and life those who belong to it. And the dust will be called and told, "Give back what does not belong to you, and raise up all that you have kept until its own time." But you, Baruch, direct your heart towards what has been spoken to you, and understand what has been revealed to you, because you have many consolations which will last forever. For you will depart from this place and leave the regions that are now before your eyes. And you shall forget what is corruptible, and shall never again remember what is among mortals. Therefore, go and command your people. Then come to this place, and afterward fast 7 days, and then I shall come to you and speak with you.